Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Feed update for July 12th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Matt Liguori. How you doing, Matt?
I am doing great. So excited to be back here with you. You know, you told me that you were going to be seeing other people, but it doesn't make it any easier. So I'm happy to be back here where I belong with you.
Yeah, Matt's been watching me on his, you know, on his cameras, talking with other people and pointing in his general direction. And he's been pretty jealous, I've heard.
Right. And I know that I shouldn't be too paranoid because I know that we're still working together. But it's just it's not looking good when everybody else sees you talking to other people and not me, you know.
I've tried telling you, Matt, that like I have relationships with people where like we don't have to be talking to each other all the time. We don't need constant validation, Matt. We can still love each other.
All right. Well, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but that's what it is. Things have to be done around here. I understand.
Yes. All right. Well, we are here to talk about everything happening on the live feeds. Yesterday, we should be live on YouTube, Twitch, Periscope, and hopefully Facebook.
Right. Don't we stream to like all like eight planets now since I've last been here? Like Mars, Jupiter, they all get the stream now, right?
Everybody should be getting streams.
Nice. I like it.
Yes. We are just like Caitlin. We will go anywhere.
Okay. good.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about these live feeds. There's actually a lot that happened yesterday. I have lots of notes here. Caitlin started the day wanting to have one-on-ones with everybody. And then later in the day, we'll be like, man, everybody wants to talk to me. I'm such a hot commodity. What's going on? So that's another insight into Caitlin's psyche.
Yesterday it felt like there was a lot going on. I mean, this whole week, to be fair, following Caitlin and then following Swaggy and Bailey and their pitching. I've had a little bit more fun watching the Caitlin side of things because obviously that's been such a train wreck. But yesterday was a little rough because, I mean, I was keeping an extra close eye on everything, obviously, because I'm coming on here this morning with you. But it's just like, you don't see how bad it is until you're actually like paying attention. And I'm like, I actually worried about like the mental state of this person. Like it's crazy to watch her unravel.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there are some people who, you know, they follow along on Twitter. Maybe they occasionally check out, like, you should be listening to every update and watching the feeds, or at least you should have been this week because, you need to understand. And I'm trying to convey, and I feel like if you've listened to this podcast, I've probably talked about Caitlin enough that you probably get it. But I feel like Twitter, Reddit, like none of these places are truly conveying, because I feel like they're usually over the top, right? They're usually very hyperbolic in their criticisms of people, and so like you kind of get desensitized to it. Like when everybody is the worst person ever, then it doesn't really matter. But you guys know me, right? Like I'm usually pretty level. Like this is a crazy person, and she is doing crazy things.
Like reading the updates and reading, you know, following along on like the Twitter feed and all that stuff. Like you see the things that people say specifically, like a Caitlin, you see the things that they're talking to each other. And like, I hadn't been watching the conversation that you were talking about last night where Caitlin was talking to Tyler about like how she needs his, you know, like his attention and his love for her to want to, you know, and I'm like, oh, that sounds crazy. And then you watch it and I'm like, holy crap. Like that, this is a real person in there, which it's like, it's fantastic casting that they found somebody like this, but it's like, you need to see it to believe how crazy this person is.
Yeah. Yeah. So Caitlin's going to start the day talking to Winston. She's going to confront him about what she heard, which is coming from Scotty, which is that Winston had, you know, a week or so ago mentioned Caitlin as a possible nominee. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure this is truth, actually, that Scotty did hear this from Winston. Obviously, Scotty brought it up after the Swaggy back door, and he brought this up trying to convince Caitlin to want to keep Swaggy and evict Winston. So Winston is very not happy about hearing about this, and he is going to deny it flat out. I never said that. That is no way. He's very adamant about this, and only the way that Winston can be. What? No. Those words never came out of my mouth. I need to go get Brett. Let me go get Brett. And he brings Brett up. Brett, Caitlin, tell him what you just told me. They both deny it. They say they have never talked a lick of game with Scotty, which Caitlin buys completely, and they are all pissed at Scotty now. Scotty's a rat. I can't believe he's been telling Swaggy that he's been hearing this stuff from Brett and Winston, and they never said a word to Scotty. So Scotty is dangerous.
I'll say I've had a hard time keeping track of all the Scotty things, because I feel like people use him as like as a benefit to their game when they need to, and they use him to like throw him under the bus when they need to just as quickly. So if it's like, you know, if it's a convenience to be like, oh, well, I have Scotty in my pocket, like I you know, he's going to vote with us, I've been feeling good with him, then they'll do that. But if they need to, like I said, if they need to throw him under the bus very quickly, no problem with that. He's just such a free agent, I guess, after, you know, losing Steve. It's like they still want to work with him. Well, not these two, but like people still want to work with him. But it's also just they don't tell him everything. So when they have conversations with him, but Scotty still wants to play the game. Like he wants to still be having conversations with other people. So if Winston did go to him and say, you know, I might put Caitlin up at some point, there's nothing wrong with Scotty actually going to Caitlin and telling him that. But Winston doesn't either remember, or it's just like, he's like, how dare, like I shared this information with Scotty, and now he, like, this is in his head, obviously, because he's denying that he said it. But poor Scotty. I thought he would have been doing a lot better after Steve left, because I've, you know, we've seen this spot before. When this archetype loses their allies, usually I feel like they're in a better spot, and I like that he's linked up with Tyler, but I don't know. It seems like he's a pretty big target going into next week.
Yeah, I think that Scotty's main fault here, you know, I talked about this when we were looking ahead to the Swaggy blindside. Where is Scotty going to go from here? And it seemed like he was going to go in the right direction. He had a conversation with Tyler. Tyler pulled him in to, you know, they were good. He was mad at Swaggy. He was going to get rid of Swaggy. He was going to go to the other side. He was going to have conversations with the bros. But, you know, part of this is on the bros for going too far and trying to claim that they voted to keep Steve. But part of it is also on Scotty for just being, unfortunately, too loyal to Swaggy. He really wants Swaggy to stay, and in trying to keep Swaggy in the game, he did say these things to Caitlin as an attempt to poison her against Winston, which is obviously going to piss Winston off. He's already, you know, in hot water with people like Rachel, who just feels like she's a fan of the game too. I think she has a super fan bias. And she just does never liked Scotty. She feels like he's dangerous. She wants him to go. It's music to her ears when she hears that Brett and Winston are against him now. And he's even going to get into some trouble with Haley a little bit later on. So things not looking great for Scotty. And part of it is that he's one of the few people left who is like clinging on to the Swaggy train.
Right. And you mentioned Rachel. One thing that I've been loving to just keep track of is that the people that I have in my head that I think are looking good as like winner candidates right now, I'm looking at like Rachel's, Scotty's still kind of in there for me. There's, you know, the small chance of Brett, Haley could maybe make a run for it. And all of them, I feel like they all see each other as that threat as well. So it's like Haley's been making comments about Rachel. Rachel's been making comments about Scotty. And it's like, they all like on some level, like acknowledge that these are the people they need to get rid of. And it's like, it's funny because I'm like, in my head, these are the people that I see as people who could go all the way. Yeah. So I like watching that.
Yeah. So that happens there with Scotty. Scotty, meanwhile, is talking to Tyler. He's telling Tyler, look, I know what we've talked about with Swaggy, but I do want him to stay. And Tyler's like, really though? Cause look, I mean, I don't even know if he's got the votes at this point. Like, don't be looking at, cause Tyler needs to maintain Scotty's loyalty after Swaggy leaves. Cause Tyler knows that after Swaggy leaves, Scotty has nowhere else to go. It doesn't matter if he wants Scotty to stay, as long as he, doesn't actively piss Scotty off while Swaggy leaves, then Tyler will be able to take the loyalty from Scotty. So Tyler's like, oh, you know, I don't think he's even got the votes. I mean, like, you got people like Fessy and Haley, like these people, I don't even know if they're voting that way. And I know Caitlin doesn't want Swaggy to stay right now. And so they talk about Haley. They talk about all this stuff, which Scotty will then run to Swaggy, and he will talk about, hey, Swaggy, I don't know if Haley, I don't know if you've got Haley's vote. And then Swaggy's going to tell Bailey, I don't have Haley's vote. Tyler said so. Like, this is a game of telephone, and it's gotten to Bailey, and then Bailey's going to tell Haley, Tyler told Swaggy that you are not going to vote for him. And this is going to piss Haley off, and going to lead to some controversy later on that I think is ultimately the final, like, hole in Swaggy's ship, actually, this kind of chain reaction. Mm-hmm. But this is like the setup for later on right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that Swaggy's been campaigning to, and nobody's really giving him a definitive answer. And a lot of it has been, you know, Caitlin saying, oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if the rest of the house wants this to happen. Like, I understand where you're coming from, and I, like, you know, I believe you and all this stuff, but I don't know. And then Tyler saying the same thing. I dude, I understand. I know, like, I believe you, but I don't think Caitlin wants to save you. I don't think we have the votes over here. JC similarly kind of saying the same thing. So it's got to be frustrating for Swaggy and for Bailey that they're not getting definitive answers. You would think that a good Big Brother player would probably see the writing on the walls here, that if they're not getting an answer by now, it's not a good sign. But I don't know. I guess it's like Swaggy's not in a good spot no matter how you look at it, because he doesn't have the votes and he's not going to get the votes. So he's, you know, I think he's having a hard time coming up with alternative pitches to say to these people to get them to want to keep him, because nothing seems to be working. And I'm not sure what else he could be trying. I'm not sure if there's anything else, like the magic words that he could be saying to them, because as we know, nothing's going to work. None of these people see how close Tyler is with the six. Well, no, he is in the six. They don't see how close he is with the four. You know, they talk about how the four is so unbreakable and all that stuff, but we've seen no signs from Tyler or JC that they have any, you know, that they're straying from them. They are close with that four, just like Casey or whatever. And you know, Swaggy, Bailey have no idea at all.
Yes. And, you know, we've talked about it. Tyler remains to be Swaggy's blind spot here. And he is going to, Swaggy's going to go to Tyler and Caitlin, make yet another pitch. And this one, I mean, I don't think Caitlin ever even came close to buying this, even though she will use it, in her extortion plot. But it's not going to work. And we talked about, you know, last night, how, you know, Swaggy has just trusted Tyler too much. I really don't even think that is the case necessarily. I think that it's not that Swaggy trusted Tyler too much. It's that Swaggy severely underestimated Tyler, because Swaggy never really trusted Tyler all that much. He did a little bit last week, but by the end of the week, Swaggy was talking about potentially nominating Tyler. Like, he was not necessarily on board trusting Tyler. He just thought Tyler was dumb. He still thinks Tyler is dumb. He still thinks Tyler doesn't know the show. He constantly talks about that. He still thinks that Caitlin controls Tyler's every move. And so, like, it's not a matter of Swaggy being like, oh, well, Tyler has my best interest. It's a matter of Swaggy still believing that Tyler is this surfer bro who doesn't know anything. And it's hard for us to, like, remember that, because we know Tyler is somebody completely different now, but he sees Tyler as that initial view. And that's never changed.
Right. We know Tyler as the TKO champion of the world. That with the strongest physical and social game out there. Yeah, no, you're right. It's always tricky to kind of put yourself in the house guest's place and try to see their perception of other people. But it's, I don't know, this week he's been like latching onto Tyler because it's like, well, where else is he going to go? Like he tried a little bit with Casey. He tried a little bit with Rachel. Obviously he's trying with JC some, but it just seems like, sorry, Rob, spoiling TKO for anybody who hasn't watched. I haven't watched. But he's got nowhere else to turn. It seems like if I was Swaggy, I think I understand why he's targeting Tyler here as somebody that he thinks that he can get his vote, because Tyler, you know, his character is the dumb surfer guy. So it's like, if I'm trying to persuade someone, I'm going to go to the person who is coming off as the dumb person in the house. So it's not going to work. And it's kind of hard to watch these conversations go round and round and round and nothing's happening to help Swaggy. It's just the same thing over and over again. But that's how this week is going and how it's probably going to finish tonight.
Yes. And there are also two more reasons why Swaggy keeps going to people like Tyler and JC. And we'll talk more about this conversation a little bit later. But Tyler has a conversation with JC later on where he talked to JC about, like, I've been pushing Swaggy onto you, JC, because I know you have the strongest mind and that you're not going to be swayed. I'd rather him be talking to you, trying to convince you, than people like Sam and Caitlin, who are just like, and he feels the same way about himself. Like if Swaggy is pitching to Tyler, that's time Swaggy is not pitching to anybody else. Tyler knows he's not going to flip. So he knows that Swaggy's wasting his time. Right. But at the same time, which is one of the reasons why he can't just tell Swaggy, like, I'm not going to vote for you, because then Swaggy will know he needs to start working on other people. And Tyler knows the weak spot is Sam. If Swaggy gets Sam, which he has before, then there's a chance that Sam could use the power and everything could go wrong. So he needs to keep Swaggy away from Sam as much as possible. And so getting Swaggy to focus on him is going to help with that. And then another part of it is that Swaggy has talked about how he really wants to call people out in his final speech, if he knows he's going to go home. And Tyler wants to be as far away from that as he can be. Obviously, if he doesn't vote to keep Swaggy, Swaggy's probably going to talk about Tyler. But if Swaggy feels like he's got a chance to get Tyler's vote, there's a chance he might not call Tyler out as much. Just keeping his name out of Swaggy's mouth as much as possible is best, especially when it comes to Scotty, because again, he's just trying to get Swaggy out without pissing Scotty off so that he can pull Scotty in. And if Swaggy just really goes hard on Tyler, realizing he's not the dumb surfer guy and realizing that Tyler is the one that's maybe pulling all the strings, then that's bad for Tyler's game. So he's trying to walk this very thin tightrope of, like, come to me, campaign to me, I might give you my vote, but it's probably not looking good. And so far it's been working.
Yeah, Swaggy literally said to Tyler, I don't think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, like, in my final speech or before I walk out of the house, I will blow up that four. I want to make sure that I, you know, that I call them out or whatever he was saying. So if I'm Tyler, like, people were getting a little frustrated, like fans were getting frustrated that Tyler isn't telling Swaggy yet. They're just like, you know, just tell him already. Like, why are we giving him false hope? If you give Swaggy that time to think that Tyler, you know, to think more about Tyler as a game player, like you just said, instead of having him think like, okay, I might just, you know, be able to reel Tyler in until the last second, then that's just, it makes no sense, I think, for Tyler to tell him now. So I'm glad he's sticking to this. I think he could play this really well. If he just goes like up until like very close to the vote today, and then eventually says, look, dude, the votes aren't there. I don't think I can do this. You're a strong competitor. And, I have to let you go. And I think Swaggy will respect him for it and he'll still be mad at the four. So I think he's playing this the right way.
Yes. And you know, if Swaggy does call Tyler out, it would probably be something like, you know, you're too scared to go against this four,
sure,
the bros,
yeah,
and Rachel and Angela. And that's exactly what Tyler wants Swaggy to say. The last thing Tyler wants Swaggy to realize is, oh, you're a part of that four, aren't you? You're running that four, aren't you? So right now, I think Tyler has him where he wants him, but we'll see. We'll see. There's always a chance that Swaggy starts to realize, because Rockstar has thrown out the theory that Tyler is masterminding all this. The problem is that Rockstar is so mad at everyone all the time that she's constantly throwing out theories. So after Swaggy pitches to Tyler and Caitlin, I talked about this last night. Caitlin is gonna, what I'm going to just straight up call, like, she's gonna try to extort Tyler for affection. We'll say it's affection because, you know, we know she's asked him to kiss her before. So maybe she's just talking about kisses. Who knows? She's going to say, hey, I want to keep Swaggy. And again, the only person she ever talks to about wanting to keep Swaggy is Tyler. The second she starts talking to anybody else, it's very clear her mind is already made up. She is legitimately just doing this to annoy Tyler and to try and get him to stop distancing himself and give her what she wants so that she will give him what he wants in the game. And she is going to talk in code. She's going to say things like, you know, there's because they're arguing about this. You're forcing this decision on me. He's like, well, I'm trying to protect us. And she's like, look, no, there's more to this than just game, Tyler. And Tyler is like, yeah. And I'm trying to protect us in the game and outside of the game. There's this code with Haley and with validation. I'm just going to give you my decoded version, my translation of this conversation. Caitlin is saying, you know, she asked if she could kiss him. She obviously wants to do more. Tyler has said in the past, like, I don't want to do that. Like, I want to protect you from any ramifications at home. And now she's saying, like, well, if you're not going to, you know, do that, then how am I supposed to know that you like me? How is our relationship supposed to, like, move forward? If you're not giving me that validation, that affection, then I that's how I accept love. I don't know how to feel about you. I might not even be able to look at you because I'll feel like you're playing me or something. And Tyler is saying, like, look, I'm trying to protect us. Like, it's not good both inside the house and outside the house. You know, if America sees what's happening, if the house guests see what's happening, it's bad for us in both ways, and so we need to kind of keep our distance. And then Caitlin is saying, but if we keep our distance, like, how are we supposed to be together? Like, how am I supposed to know that you care? How are we supposed to, like, move our relationship forward? Because if you're distant, then there's no way to share these feelings. And Tyler is saying, well, look, I've told you before how I've had relationships before where, like, you do have to keep your distance and you have to sort of, like, keep your feelings down, but then when you come together afterward, then the feelings are still there. They don't have to dissipate. And Caitlin is, like, annoyed at this, but the logic makes sense. So she's kind of accepting it, especially because she does have a boyfriend at home. And that's sort of how this conversation goes.
Reminder, this person is a life coach. Reminder, this person gives advice to other people on how to go about their life and how to go about their relationships and their problems and all that stuff. Just throwing that out there. It's certainly a new strategy or an interesting one to watch that she thinks that, you know, manipulating Tyler to understand that, you know, there's give and take in these game relationships. If you want something, you want to get rid of Swaggy. I want something. And maybe that's not game related. It's certainly an interesting approach that, you know, I don't know if we've seen before or maybe like in past seasons. There's been, like, you know, like the early seasons when there was a lot more like showmances that weren't you know, like Liz and Austin. I don't know, are we gonna see this on like future Big Brothers going forward? Are we gonna have you know, if you want me to make this game move, then you have to show me love and affection every night in the HOH bed? The game is changing before our eyes.
Yeah, she is playing a different game, and like Tyler's trying to play Big Brother, and she is playing like give me what you got. And Tyler did not know what he was getting into, and let me tell you, Tyler is gonna cut her loose as soon as he can, as soon as it works for him. Right now, she's so necessary to his game because she connects him to Haley and Fessy. Not to mention the fact that she still is technically HOH. But I am telling you, as soon as he is able, he is going to run from this situation because he is we see Tyler as like the guy in charge of the house, and he is. But Caitlin is in many ways the woman in charge of him. He has sold his soul, and he is regretting it, I think.
Right, and that's the thing, like you said about how, you know, the connection between Tyler and say Fessy or Haley is Caitlin being in the middle of that. So it's like I don't know that he's gonna have any willingness to get her out until those guys are gone, or until he's like cemented his relationship with them. So it might be a while before he's able to cut her loose, if he even does. Like, I feel like there's been a lot of Danielle Murphy being thrown around in regards to Caitlin. So I just wouldn't be surprised if we see, you know, if Tyler does go all the way, if he has Caitlin with him all the way to the end, it's going to be hard for him to cut her loose, just especially while those other people are still in the house. And it's, you know, unless we get some kind of steamroll where they, where these guys are the ones who go out next, it might be a while.
And God forbid Caitlin find out what's been happening outside of the house. Like, this could legitimately have a massive impact on the game, because for anyone that didn't listen last night, and you need to be informed, there were more updates on Caitlin's boyfriend outside of the house. His sister, we mentioned, had tweeted that he was done with her, but her boyfriend himself has come out and made a statement, because Regis had also tweeted that that he had demanded that they stop zooming in on his photo. So he decided to post a statement on Twitter saying, "I tried to stay silent, but clearly that isn't an option, as I've been overwhelmed with the volume of everything on TV and social media. I've been trying to separate myself from the show and the situation as much as possible. I did indeed request, not demand, for my show release to be pulled, and that is still to be determined. I'm aware people in past seasons have done this. All other accounts reporting insider info are lying to you or twisting a story aside from my sister's tweet yesterday. I won't be saying anything else on this. I'll be focusing on my family and friends' well-being and my music. Thanks to the people who've been passing my songs around and not pushing a false narrative, and good luck to all the contestants in the game." So he's done. He's done with her. He has requested to not have his likeness used. He's requested to not be talked about. In the past, Big Brother has, accepted those requests to have the release pulled, and have told the house guest in question, "You're not supposed to talk about this person anymore." So that's very telling. He apparently was then in contact with Vegas, the spoiler. Remember, Vegas is just a person. Any sort of value statements, like demanded to have no more Zoom, is just an interpretation. We don't know where they're getting their information from. We don't know why, how they're interpreting it. Vegas has cleared the air with the now ex boyfriend. And so, this is legitimately going to have a massive impact on the game. If she finds out that the boyfriend is done, that has a massive impact on her relationship with Tyler. Either she's like, she's so ashamed that she's like, "I can't listen to Tyler anymore." Or she's like, "Oh, well, I mean, if there's nothing holding us back anymore, Tyler." And either way, it's terrible for Tyler. And that's kind of crazy. So now people are wondering, when is she going to find out? People were thinking that they might just pull the picture from the HOH room. that hasn't happened. I'm assuming that it's the kind of thing Rob thinks that they might never tell her. I think that's what Rob's saying. But I think that, you know, at the end of this week, when she's no longer HOH, you know, the next time she starts talking about him a lot, there's a chance that, you know, Big Brother will come over the loudspeaker and be like, stop that. And yeah. And the more that happens, she might go into the diary room and be like, why do you keep telling me to stop that? And at that point, they might be like, look, this guy doesn't want you talking about him. Right. So and that could have it could change the game in a whole number of ways.
Who's the more important 17th player of the season? Is it Caitlin's boyfriend or is it Carolyn from Big Brother Canada 6, where we had an entire first half of the season around Carolyn, swearing on Carolyn, the alliances that were based, like Carolyn was in these alliances, and now we have Caitlin's boyfriend. I don't know if he has a name, who is causing all of this turmoil within Caitlyn. She wanted Fessy, now she wants Tyler. I don't know if she finds out. I think we're gonna have a meltdown for sure, a Vegas for sure meltdown. And then before we know it, the showmance will be full steam ahead or full whatever ahead.
Yeah. So that's what's happening there. I mentioned it a lot. I'm just terrified for Tyler. So Caitlin is going to have a conversation with Haley. Haley's going to come on pretty strong here. She's going to go straight off the bat with, first of all, remember, she was just told by Bailey that Tyler told Swaggy that she doesn't have, or that he doesn't have her vote. So she's coming in hot. She's like, Tyler told Swaggy that he doesn't have my vote. I am pissed at Tyler. I want nothing to do with Tyler and any future game decisions. I don't want you telling him anything about that. I don't want you doing anything with Tyler because I'm so mad that he did that. There's no way that Swaggy could have known unless Tyler told him that I was considering doing this. Like, I'm really upset. And with this newfound like anger, she is also going to really make a hard pitch for like, let's talk about why Winston should go Haley so far has been very much just like, whatever keeps me safe. I don't want to stick my neck out. But she's a little angry right now, and she's going to actually make a push here. But it doesn't really go anywhere. Like I said, Caitlin was never actually considering keeping Swaggy in the game. And Caitlin does not believe that Tyler said this. She's like, I don't even believe that. That doesn't make any sense. Let's talk to Tyler. You need to talk to Tyler. And Haley's like, no, I don't want to. She's like, you need to talk to Tyler. She calls Tyler into the HOH room, and they're like, did you say this? Tyler said, no, never happened. Never happened. Because it didn't. He didn't talk to Swaggy. He didn't tell Swaggy that. Caitlin believes him. I think Haley even kind of believes him to some degree here. And everything is kind of quelled. But Swaggy is the one that's going to get the blame here, because Swaggy apparently now made this up. And Caitlin is mad about that. And there was never any point in time from this point on where Haley or Caitlin are going to even like really consider seriously keeping Swaggy.
Right. So you're telling me that Caitlin told Haley that she should talk to Tyler, and then a few hours later, Haley did talk to Tyler, and Caitlin had a full view of it, and Caitlin almost had a panic attack because of it, and she stormed, right? So that's what happened.
Don't also forget that prior to their extortion conversation, while they were trying to have their extortion conversation, Haley came into the room and they were like, oh, we're kind of in the middle of something. And Tyler told Haley like, oh, I wanted to talk to you later, by the way. And immediately after Haley left, Caitlin was like, why do you need to talk to Haley? What do you need to say to Haley that you can't be around me? And he's like, I just want to see where her head's at. She's like, well, why can't I be involved in that conversation? So then later on, she's going to have a conversation with Tyler where she's like, am I pretty?
Oh my God.
Cause the girls in this house are so beautiful. Do you think America thinks I'm pretty? She's got some serious, inferiority complex with Haley, sitting next to her. So yes, this whole thing is quelled. And now Haley is back to where she was before. She's not sure what to do. Should she vote for Swaggy to stay? Should she vote for Swaggy to leave? She's definitely not wearing a Swaggy shirt. She knows that. Swaggy's trying to tell Caitlin that all five of his votes are wearing Swaggy shirts and they're locked and loaded. Haley's like, there's no way I'm wearing a Swaggy shirt.
Right. I've been really impressed with Haley. I just wanted to say that she is, you know, last week didn't go the way that she had planned. Steve went home and, you know, she kind of she played it well after that happened. You know, there wasn't a whole lot she could have done. And now this week, you know, she was saying she had one diary room last night where she was saying, all right, well, the HOH is telling me what they want to do. What am I going to be like? No, don't do that. And it's like, maybe you could try that, but it's Caitlin, so it's like not an easy person to persuade to do something other than what she wanted to do. But at this point, it's like, all right, so Caitlin and Tyler both have their minds made up. The votes are not there to keep Swaggy in the house, and Haley sees that. She recognizes that. She has said about how she's annoyed that Rockstar is like, you know, like sticking to this, and she's like, it's a sinking ship. Get off while you can. Like, it makes sense for her to vote the way that she's going to be voting tonight, which is most likely to evict Swaggy. And I just appreciate that. I think that, you know, her side is looking like really bad right now. But she's the one like shining star of the group who I think if anybody emerges from this, you know, she was talking to Winston. Winston said that he's going to keep her safe. So I just like the spot that she's in right now. And I hope that even if next week we see another one of the six win HOH, I think she's protected. But, you know, her side really does need to win an HOH or we're not going to be too entertained watching all of them just get picked off.
Well, I mean, that's part. I think part of it is that there's really only two people left in Rockstar and Bailey. And then you can maybe say that that Scotty is part of that. But I do think that as long as Scotty plays ball with Tyler, Tyler will work to protect Scotty. Yeah. And so like give it one or two more weeks. And I think Tyler's going to start to turn the group in on itself, which I think will be interesting to watch.
Yeah. And I mean, Tyler's not any kind of big Fessy fan. Like, I think he's been saying a lot that he's I like Fessy, I want to work with Fessy, but he knows that he has to say that, like, he knows that he has to keep Fessy close and whatnot. So Tyler doesn't have a whole lot of love towards these people, and you know, I don't know where Haley's gonna fall in that, but it's not looking great.
Yes. So Rockstar is going to, so you know the bros, they're pissed at Scotty. But Rockstar is pissed at the bros because Scotty came to her and asked her, like, were you a vote to evict Steve? Because the bros are telling me that you and Haley were the votes to evict Steve, and that they voted to keep Steve. So Rockstar's pissed about this. She's like, the bro thing is so old, it is not funny. I know comedy, I know funny, and they are not funny. They are just dumb and juvenile, and I just can't stand them. I can't wait until I target them. And she's saying this to JC, everyone's favorite throw everything at JC, and JC is gonna just, he's eating this up, he's loving this.
And good on him. He hasn't been caught yet. I mean, I don't know how much longer he's going to get away with this, like running back and forth, and he gets information and then he runs over to the next group. And then he's like, so listen, I have to tell you this. I just found this out. Brad, I'm not going to tell you right now, but Rockstar's mad at you and all this stuff. And it's like, I'm like, how is this guy getting away with all this stuff? But I don't know. I don't know if it's going to catch up to him. If it's not, you know, shocking headline of the day, Rockstar gets mad at the bros. That's nothing new, nothing that's going to change. I do like Rockstar. I think she's like, in terms of like as a person, I love her. I would love to meet her. I'd love to talk to her, have a conversation with her. If Ross and Marissa decide next season that they're done with this this talk show, then let Rockstar take it over. I'd be more than happy to keep her around the Big Brother universe. But in terms of a game player, it's not been very, very, very great to see what she's got going on in there. It's like, you know, these six people on the other side that, you know, second week in a row, they're getting their way. And I'm just like, does Rockstar have a single relationship with any of them? No, there's nothing. So despite all the talk about how Scotty this and Scotty's been saying that or whatever, if next week one of the six win HOH, Rockstar will be on the block, and I have a really hard time seeing her not be the one that gets sent home. Like a really hard time.
Yes. Rob in the chat said she gave 0 stars for bro comedy. I think that Melissa hit it right on the head over a week ago when she said that Rockstar is the physical embodiment of Big Brother Twitter. I think that that is why she's very popular on Twitter. And I think this is exactly how Twitter would fare in a game of Big Brother.
Views and statements by Taryn Armstrong are not supported by the entire panel on Robin's podcast.
Oh, you think the Big Brother Twitter fan base would do well on Big Brother?
I hold my statements to myself on that one.
I think even Big Brother Twitter would recognize, in the same way that Brent recognizes, that he wouldn't do that great. All right.
I don't know. I think there's some people out there that really want to take their shot at it still and think they can do a lot better than some of the people in the house. I think there's people out there.
Well, I'm sure there's individuals. I'm talking about a collective, a hive mind.
Right. So if there was a Twitter's player instead of an America's player.
Yeah. Like if Twitter controlled the actions of a player, that player would be gone in a week.
if it is Rockstar and there's something that we don't know about, she will be gone within a week.
Exactly.
That's how it's looking. So I guess you have a point.
Yes, as you mentioned, JC is going to run this information to the bros. He's going to tell Brett, like, guess who's number one target you are now? It's Rockstar. And Brett's going to be, oh, great. So now their target is Rockstar over Scotty. And they want Rockstar gone. In fact, they've got some speeches planned for when they target Rockstar. Scotty, not out of the hot water quite yet. I would expect that if they won, they might even just go straight up Rockstar and Scotty. Mm-hmm. But you know that Tyler would prefer Rockstar to go between those two. And so you know that Tyler would make sure Rockstar is the main target, and the bros would want Rockstar to be the main target because of everything she was saying to them. So to JC. So Rockstar in a lot of trouble. Another thing about Rockstar, we got another tweet from Vegas talking about Rockstar and how she fared in the Power App vote. Apparently, this is the exact wording from Vegas. Rockstar did not fare well in the App Store last week. Rachel lost by a landslide, but Rockstar was next. Rockstar was the second least voted for person. That's some information from Vegas. Again, I have no reason to not believe anything this person says in terms of, something like this. It does not require any interpretation here. Rockstar had the second least amount of votes for the Power last time. We talked about maybe she would get it, but it's looking like potentially she might get the Crap App this week.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple of friends and some of their families that watch Big Brother, you know, just a bunch of casuals. And the reviews on Rockstar haven't been great. So if you look at the difference in opinion between, like, you know, the online fans and the casuals, the casuals don't seem to be too invested in Rockstar in the first place. So I feel like just in general, even if like the questions aren't like, is there a question like who bores you the most or anything like that? So
it's
the
like
casual
who annoys you,
that,
who makes you scream at the television.
So I don't think that they're answering Rockstar for any of those. I think that there's people that are actually like making an impact. Like in terms of the casuals, I think they're just thinking Rockstar, like, oh, who is that? Like, I'm not bothering with her at all. So I'm not surprised about this. She could be in conversation for the Crap App, but I still think that Casey's going to probably get it, or Angela, probably Casey, but.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting because, you know, this is something we've never had to try to calculate before. Who gets the least amount of votes? It's always about, like, who gets the most amount of votes, either positive or negative. And so, in trying to figure this out, I'm trying to think, like knowing the data, knowing that Rachel lost by a landslide and that Rockstar was next, that means that both Casey and Angela weren't in that conversation, which confuses me because I'm thinking, like, it has to be Casey, it has to be Angela, so they haven't been on the show. But thinking about it, like, if you remember, if you think about, like, how a casual viewer might watch the show, their first impressions of the cast came with a very strong Angela impression. They still probably remember her from the first week. Then they see her picture. They still probably think, oh yeah, she won that competition. She got into that argument with Swaggy. And they still probably remember, oh yeah, Casey, she's the one that got the spinny wheel punishment. They still probably know who that is. Whereas Rockstar has never really had much of an introduction on the show. In fact, this last episode is probably the most she's been on the show all season long, and that was more focused on Haley than it was on Rockstar. So unless Rockstar is a big part of the episode tonight, I could definitely see Rockstar getting the crap app tonight. I mean, I was predicting it was going to be Angela, but you know, this is new data. Maybe we have to take into consideration other things than just the like very recent stuff and think about like, who do they know? Who do they right. even like know their, who their name is? So we'll have to see. It does look like, you know, I think Bailey is still probably a front runner considering that she got a lot of votes last time. And I expect her to be a good, have a good presence on the episode tonight. Granted, she hasn't been in that much, you know, drama or footage on the feeds, but I would expect her at least to see a lot of her in the diary room. But I could also see JC being a huge person, you know, especially like when you're talking about the online fans, the feed people. If you are a level six person, you're probably voting for JC because he's the most likely person to get it. If you are a Faute person, you're probably voting Bailey. Or Rockstar, but probably Bailey, now that you know that Rockstar probably doesn't have a chance. So I don't even know how much influence those votes have. So we'll just have to see where that goes. But very interesting to see like how like we're figuring out how these votes work.
Well, what's been your take so far on the App Store in comparison to like other twists from the beginning of seasons? Like, are you liking where this is going? Is it too necessary? Is it fun?
I actually think this is potentially the best twist that Big Brother US has had since the Saboteur.
I was going to say Annie. Like, yeah. Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah. Like season 12, I think, because the powers are not overpowered. Like, Sam's is pretty overpowered, but we'll see what this chance looks like. But the fact that Tyler's is very underpowered is great. And I think that the impact it's having on the game is not overly unbalanced. If this was a co-HOH, then I'd say like, this is ridiculous. This is dumb. Tyler can't leave for the next like 5 weeks. But that's not the case. It's giving them incentive to try to get these powers. So they're playing very hard in order to try to attain these powers, but they're not like overly crazy power. It's legitimately, you know, again, people keep talking about Tyler's power like a hidden immunity idol. It's significantly worse than a hidden immunity idol. This is like introducing like half hidden immunity idols into the game of Survivor. And it's kind of working. Obviously, I'd prefer to see no twists whatsoever, but I think that it's actually worked out so far. And as long as these other powers aren't like overpowered as well, I think that this is going to work out well.
I agree with you, and I don't know, I feel like the crap app I honestly kind of like a little bit more than the power apps, just because I kind of like that you know, these people who are the least trending, you know, like America's seeing the least of these people, they're getting like, you know, a few extra seconds of airtime just to like remind the audience of who these people are, so that later in the game, when the boring people are still sticking around, they at least know who they are. It's like Survivor Ghost Island could have used a bunch of crap apps for half the cast to still be on the screen, just to remind the audience of who these people are. So when it's, you know, week six and say Rachel wins in HOH, everyone's not like, where did this person come from? Like, maybe you remember, okay, this is the person that got screamed at a few weeks ago. So I like that part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point as well. You know, anything that can help expand our view of like the whole cast, because when you focus too much on particular people, you don't get the full sense of like, of what's happening. Like the world building of the Big Brother house isn't complete without knowing who these people are. And this is, as you mentioned, a great opportunity to highlight people who otherwise would be completely invisible, and we'd be making jokes about how we never see them. So all good there.
High praise if Taryn's even approving of a twist in the first place, let alone like actually maybe really liking it. But like just the Taryn seal of approval in the first place is, you know, you're doing something right.
It's working and it's working so far. I'll give it that.
We won't speak too soon.
Yeah. So Tyler and JC are going to catch up. I briefly mentioned this before. I tweeted about this. Like, I love their partnership. I think it's hilarious and also like very effective. They catch up with each other. JC says, I'm working on Fessy. I'm trying to convince him to vote Swaggy out. I'm also doing my absolute best to convince the other side that you do everything that Caitlyn says, that you're just the dummy that follows along with whatever Caitlyn wants. And it's so great because Tyler is constantly on with everyone he talks to. He's always playing dumb. It's so good to hear him talk to JC because he opens up to JC. When JC's telling Tyler, like, I'm convincing them that you're the dummy that does whatever Caitlyn says, Tyler's like, yes, perfect. And to see like Tyler embrace the villainy and the mastermind stuff like inside the house is rare, but I like it because, you know, when you see it, like the Paul thing last season, when he was just constantly like never admitting what he did, it was so annoying. Yeah. So I like this. Tyler says he's been pushing, we talked about this, pushing JC because he knows JC has a strong mind. And then JC is also going to tell Tyler about what he heard from Rockstar, that Rockstar is now targeting the bros, and Tyler's like, yes, all right, we're doing it. Like, this is great. I still don't trust Rockstar. I still feel like she could absolutely target me, but I'm liking that she's going after the bros instead.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I like this pair. I can't believe I'm saying this in like week two that Tyler and JC, Tyler, you know, this isn't a hot take, but like, are these the two best players in the house? Because I think they are. And I, you know, we keep saying this, we never would have expected that JC would have been the player that he is. And I don't want to, you know, get too ahead of ourselves because it's, you know, we haven't seen him like in power yet. I don't know if he's planning on being in power anytime soon. But when these two players come together and, you know, they're not on opposite sides, they're working together. It's just like this explosion of sharing information, of genuine like excitement to see the game going. I just love watching JC having his conversations with people because it's just like he just goes up to them and he just sits down and he's like, all right, so here's what's going on, here's what I have in my head, here's what I need to tell you, here's what you should be working on, and you have to do this and you have to do that. And I'm like, how is this guy? I don't know how we ended up in this world. I might have had JC last in my rankings before the season started, probably. And meanwhile, I'm sitting here like, this guy could very easily win the game. I cannot believe that we got to this point. But yeah, we are here.
Yeah, and people always ask, like, when's the next time we're going to get like a truly great player that's not Paul, that's not an asshole that's going to lose a jury vote? Like, when are we going to get this? When are we going to get the next like dynamic like duo, like the great duos of you know, Chilltown, Danielle and Jason, the Renegades, the Hitmen? Who would have guessed? Potentially the people have the most potential to be the next like great duo. Tyler and JC, the Surfer Boy and the Minion Man.
Yes, that, I mean, you didn't see it coming. I think a lot of people did. No, it's insane. And I know that a lot of like Twitter, Big Brother historians, people who are always, people who have been watching the show forever are very hesitant to open up that door to allow like new people into the pantheon of great duos, of great players and all that stuff. That's why it took forever for Paul obviously lost twice, but it was hard for people to accept that Paul might be one of the good players. I don't know. Forget I mentioned Paul, but all these great duos that are in Big Brother history to like open the door and be like, oh yeah, Tyler and JC might be one of them. I don't know how easily that's going to go for a lot of fans, but I agree with the take. I think that there's a lot of potential with these two.
Yes.
You know, should never bring up Paul. It's like a door that we'll open that up another day.
Reality Reacts is comic book character for JC has to be Minion Man. And yes, people are calling this duo Yatus. Team Yatus, yes. Which I like. I like that a lot. They wrote Yatus on the little pegboard.
Did they? Yes. I've seen a lot of edits of people that are like just drawing things on it themselves. So I never know what's real and what's not real.
Yeah, true. All right. So Winston is Caitlin is going to have a conversation with Faute, where she's essentially being interrogated by Rockstar because Rockstar is she's hangry, and she's just going to be venting at Caitlin for a while, just rehashing a lot of, you know, like, why did you do this? Why did you let Tyler do this to you? Why are you doing this for the bros? And Caitlin's like, I did this for myself. I am standing up for myself, you know, so on and so forth. And then Swaggy's going to walk in and, it's going to get awkward. And then Caitlin's going to just be like, look, and you know, like people were talking about me. And Haley says, your alliance was not talking about you. And Caitlin just storms out of the room. She can't have it anymore. Can't handle it anymore. She's done with this conversation. Just, you know, a little bit. Caitlin is just really starting to lose it at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the entire day is just Caitlin losing it and losing it. One thing I thought was interesting throughout the day is that I guess Rockstar has been wearing on her a lot. And, you know, she said, I think to even Tyler at some point, she was saying that, you know, Rockstar has to go, like, because after she questioned her and said the whole thing about how if I was you, I would never have a home to go back to or
right,
whatever.
So they had a conversation after this blow up where they were supposed to be like reconciling. And in this conversation, Rockstar just kind of throws out, you know, because Rockstar is complaining that I don't have any connections to the other side. I don't talk to them. You know, like I've never spoken to them. And Caitlin's like, I didn't talk to them before either. And she's like, no, like I literally not. It's not just game. I don't talk to them. I hate them. Like you get to talk to them. But I can't do that. If I was doing the things that you were doing, I would not have a home to come to come back to. This is Big Brother Twitter. Putting words into somebody's mouth, but it's which is hilarious to hear out loud, but definitely not a good look for Rockstar when it comes to Caitlin.
Right. And I mean, Rockstar, love you, but like, what do you mean you can't talk to them? Like, she knows a lot about Big Brother. She sounds like she's been watching. She knows that Swaggy's a fan. She knows how important it is for other fans to see fans do well and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, she knows what she's talking about. But meanwhile, we're like 3 weeks into this game. And she's telling Caitlin, like, I can't talk to them. Like, I can't have a conversation with them. Like, you can do this and I can't. Like, what do you mean? How do you expect to go further in this game if you can't have a conversation with, like, six people in the house? There's not that many people to start the game with. And, like, there's, like, a whole side of the house that you're just cutting off and saying, like, well, it's too late now. I can't talk to them. Like, yeah, it's too late. You should have been on this, like a week and a half ago. But, like, what are you going to do at this point? Just hope that you guys win HOHs until the end. Like, she's not thinking in terms of advancing herself very far in the game. She's just instead turning it into frustration on Caitlin, who is in good with them, and she's not. So it's frustrating to see that from somebody who I think knows the game and knows what she should be doing, but she's just not doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, like, we saw Sam complain about the same thing when she was a robot.
Yeah.
and now that she's not a robot, she is able to talk to people. Like, it's like just because people leave when you enter, like that, like you can all there are 15 people in a very small house. You can always talk to people. You can always like break down their walls. You know, you can't just be like, well, that's a whole eight people that I'll never have a relationship with in this game. Like, that's never going to work for you. It's right. Never going
to
work.
Start small. Start with one or two people. I don't know. You have to find a way into that, because as you can see, you know, second week in a row, they're getting their way, and it would not be shocking to see it continue a little bit more. And if she's just going to keep refusing to make headway with any of them, then she will be going out next week. So that's that.
Yes. So Bailey is going to have a conversation with Caitlin because she's starting to realize like this is not looking good. But she's also a little angry. She's straddling that line too of like, I want to position myself well for next week. But at the same time, I'm pissed off that Swaggy's leaving. So she is having a conversation with Caitlin where she's like, look, it's just not fair. It's not fair that Swaggy is taking all of this blame when everybody was talking shit about you, Caitlin. Everybody, not just Swaggy. In fact, other people were talking shit more. Fessy was talking about it. Like, all these people were doing this stuff, and they're now pretending that they weren't, and they're letting Swaggy take the fall, but Swaggy should not be taking the fall. This is not fair, Caitlin does not want to hear this. This is not what Caitlin wants to hear.
Bailey is a smart girl. She's been blindsided once or twice so far this season already, you know, with the Steve vote and then with Swaggy being put up as the replacement nominee. So, you know, there's some things that she's been blind to, but it's like now that people are feeding her such BS constantly, it's like she's getting really frustrated, and I understand it. But again, if you look at the layout of the house right now, there's nowhere for her to turn to get these votes. So the frustration is just building. It's like this is her last night with Swaggy. There's nothing she can do. And it's like all of the energy she I think wants to put into campaigning, it's like maybe she recognizes that there's nowhere to put it because it's not working, it's not going to work. So, you know, eventually she is taking it out on Caitlin a little bit to her face with some small digs, and then eventually, you know, downstairs in the have-not room when she's just venting about it, and she's just like, I'm taking this personally. Of course I'm going to take this personally. Like, I don't understand why they're telling me this and that and blah, blah, blah. So it's frustrating for her. Hopefully once Swaggy's gone, she can turn her game around somehow. She does socialize with some of the people in the six. You know, I saw the other day she was, you know, hanging out in the pool with Rachel or Angela or Casey or whoever it was. So, you know, maybe she can work her way into there and increase her longevity in this game. But frustrating night for her.
Yeah, she definitely has been one of the least social people with the other side. So I'm not sure where she goes from here. But I do think that if she gets the power on Friday, then that could be enough to jumpstart her game, especially with Swaggy gone, to start branching out, reaching out to other people. Because right now it's not like she's not a major target at the moment, but she has very even the relationships that she does have. Haley is talking about her vote, and Haley is saying Bailey's the only one that's gonna be mad if I vote Swaggy out, and whatever, that's fine. She doesn't have much of a power base right now, and she doesn't have much room to maneuver. So I'm hoping that if she gets a power, that will give her a confidence boost. She'll give her the kickstart she needs, and she'll start playing a little more aggressively. So I did forget to mention something that you had brought up. Tyler did eventually have his conversation with Haley, where they were just talking about the vote. Haley was talking about whether or not she wanted to vote Swaggy out or vote to keep him, because she doesn't want to piss off her own alliance, but she also doesn't want to, you know, go down with the sinking ship. And Tyler was talking about like, well, you should do whatever Caitlin wants you to do, or so on and so forth. They're pointing to Caitlin's room as they're talking, and Caitlin is watching this. Caitlin is watching this with the intensity of that only Caitlin, she's just like watching. They're pointing at me. What are they're talking about me? These people.
And there's a lot of people in the HOH room at this time. So you know that like Caitlin's with all these people in the HOH room, like they're all talking around her, and her eyes are laser focused on that one screen watching the two of them outside in the hallway. And like, I don't know what the conversations were in the room, because obviously, you know, we were watching Tyler and Haley at this point. But like, I'm just picturing Caitlin just like laser focused at that screen, not listening to a single word.
Just think like beast mode cowboy staring at Cody and Amber. And that's what you've got with Caitlin.
And to be a little like, just to give her a little something, like the body language between Haley and Tyler.
They are very flirty.
I think Haley was leaning on Tyler, just, you know, I mean, there's nothing going on there. It was just, you know, they were having a conversation. She was leaning on him. I don't know. And it's just, but it's Caitlin. Caitlin watching that, let alone like the paranoia about what are they talking about. Like she just, that set her off. And then, you know, the conversation later set her off. And it was just another, you know, not a good night for Caitlin either. A few people in the house.
Yeah. It's just like for somebody that thinks that everything she's done up until this point in the house should not mean that she loses her boyfriend, seeing Tyler be cuddly with Haley, and that being something that she needs to be concerned about and she be angry about is utterly absurd.
The you know, there was a love triangle, I guess, we were looking at in the first week between the Fessy and the Haley and Caitlin stuff. And now Tyler being added in as the fourth. And it's just like you could connect the dots to like any of these people. And like, who knows where we're going to end up, especially if Caitlin finds out about her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. So after her conversation with Bailey, Caitlin is going to like just like be, she's pissed. She can't recognize herself anymore. She's like, what have I become? And Tyler is trying to talk her off of the ledge. And he's just like we know this is fine. Like she's going to say whatever she's going to say. You know, of course she's going to be mad. Of course she's going to say these things. And then he's going to quickly realize this is not about what Bailey said about other people talking about her. This is about, the fact that she saw him cuddling with, Caitlin or with Haley and thinking that they were talking about her. And he's like, whoa, like, I told you I was going to talk with her. We're talking about the vote and like it's fine. Like this is not a thing.
Tyler did not expect to be entering the Big Brother house and having a Caitlin to deal with. Like that goes without saying. It's like the theme of everything we've been talking about today between the two of them. Tyler, you know, he's just like, you can see it in his head when he's having this conversation. He's like, am I really having to explain to this person right now who I've been like close with for 2 weeks? We've been working together. Do I really have to explain to this person that a conversation with somebody she told me to have a conversation with is not about her? Like, am I really telling this person to not be paranoid? Like it's so like, I don't feel bad for Tyler. You know, I like to see good players faced with adversity, and this kind of player to have to be faced with a Caitlin, like his ally, who's also like an insane person. You know, fun to watch good players have to deal with this kind of stuff, but man, like who could have seen that coming?
Yeah. Bottom line, though, Haley has decided she is voting Swaggy out, or at least that's what she's decided for now. She is, in fact, going to do that. JC is going to continue to work on Fessy to try to get Fessy to vote that way as well. It looks like, unless something major changes, Swaggy did say he was going to spend the morning working on Sam. And I have been saying all along that I think Sam is the only possible way that Swaggy could stay at this point. Unless Swaggy can work some miracles with Sam this morning, it does look like we will be losing Swaggy tonight. I expressed just how much I loved that episode last night, how much I loved the reaction from Swaggy. It broke my heart, but it was like invigorating at the same time, just like Game of Thrones. And I would love to see him come back at some point, especially without a showmance, but it looks like tonight will be the last we see of him on this season.
Right. And I mean, there's potential that's not the case if we have some like Cappy kind of situation where we have Swaggy shirts left behind and like the memory of him is just left across people's chests for the rest of the season. I think there's a chance.
Yeah,
you're talking about dynamic duos and creating more of those. When's the last time we saw like idolized players, you know, leaving behind their alliance? I think there's potential for some of that.
Yes. One more thing, another tweet from Vegas. We talked about this, I think in the previous update, about camera talking. Vegas said that the house guests are talking to the cameras plenty. They're just not being shown on the feeds, so that whatever they say won't affect their chance of the App Store thing happening. This, seems to be corroborated by the fact that we heard on the feeds from the players that they were told not to talk to America. It seems like for whatever reason, they don't want to show feed camera talking very much. So they were apparently told to save it for the DR, but they are still cam talking, may make it on later episodes, but it's not been on the feed. So that's probably why Tyler hasn't talked to us about his power. He maybe did talk about it to the cameras and it just didn't show. That's probably why we're not hearing from Scotty, who is probably talking to the cameras. They're just not showing it. I mentioned before that Steve talked a lot to the cameras, that and we were never shown that on Big Brother 17. So they just don't like it, and they're not going to show it to us, even though we want it.
Well, it's very frustrating, you know, as a live feed viewer. Imagine like Paris and Maddie got home from like Big Brother Canada 6, and they found out that none of their camera talking ever made it onto on air. Like there's a lot of the good players and the people who are, you know, the big fans, and they know that we're watching for that kind of stuff. Like if I get in, if I was in the house, I'd be doing that every day, and I would hope that people are seeing it. So like, I feel for them if they're if they are doing that and they're, you know, and we're not hearing any of their thoughts. So that's very frustrating. Maybe that'll end after the app store is over, if they think that that's, you know, going to influence the votes. I don't know. It's very annoying, though, that they're holding that back from us.
Yes. But that's all we've got for you today. Nice, long, juicy update. Lots to talk about. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of talk to talk about tomorrow as well. Once we get the HOH competition, there was a peak. They got a peak at the HOH competition because the little thing went up and JC said it looked like endurance, which, you know, granted, this is JC, so who knows what it actually looked like. But I do have to imagine that if it is endurance and JC wants to win, which he might not, that I think JC would have it.
I honestly like feel like JC might be smart enough to know that he should throw a comp this early in the game. He surprised me with everything else. I think he would know that throwing a comp would be beneficial to him right now.
Yeah, they did talk about it, JC and Tyler. Neither of them want to win if they don't have to.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of who is left? If Rockstar is there, then Tyler will have to win. And same with JC. If people that they feel uncomfortable with are still in the competition, they will stay. But JC is not looking to win this competition, at least given what he was telling Tyler.
I'll say this. I mean, if Tyler somehow ends up HOH when feeds come back on today, he will lose the game, and he will deserve to have lost the game. Like, I don't care who is the last person up there. There is zero circumstances in which Tyler should win tonight's HOH. If he does, his game is over.
I agree. I think that even if Rockstar were to win this,
yeah, I don't care.
Use your influence to push her onto the bros instead. And if worse comes to worse, have Sam use the power on you. Whatever it takes, you do not want to win this HOH. That is the surefire way to take the poly road. And that's no good.
I mean, we're looking a little bit like, BB Can 6 Erica. She's just winning all these HOHs early on, vetoes, and didn't even make it to jury. So don't win, Tyler. He knows he shouldn't. Like you said, Rockstar is persuadable. So these bros on the other side of the house, like there's work he can do without having to win competition. So hoping that plays out like that.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. We will, of course, be live tonight, hopefully with Kevin from last season. Kevin S. And Melissa should be there, and we'll be talking about the live eviction, and then tomorrow morning I will be here again with another live feed update. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Matt is at Matt Ligori.
Yeah, just that.
All right.
So hard to remember all these eight people's Twitter names, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kirsten says what?
Kirsten said what? I don't know.
Kirsten said what?
All right, there you go.
Follow Kirsten.
Check me out on Twitch, Taren Armstrong, and make sure you check out the Taren Show this week. I spoke with Hardy from season 2, so great stuff there. I think that's all we've got for you. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you next time.